shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We are waking up to rain in parts of the viewing area. I'll show you who will have a wet morning commute and who won't coming up.
Day one of the North Carolina State Fair starts in just a couple hours. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
And more breaking news overnight. After more than 11 weeks without a winner, a ticket was sold for this historic $1.73 billion Powerball jackpot. We have a look at the winning numbers and where that ticket was sold. That's about 3 months worth of jackpot building, and there it is. One day gone. We have the answers for you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Yeah, that ticket was sold in California the last time the Powerball was won, mid-July, also in California.
In the wrong place.
Hey, we're winning because the state fair is starting. We do have some rain out there. Let's get right out to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center, tracking where that rain's coming from and where it's going.
So this is all a system that developed down in the Gulf of Mexico. We've been watching it for a few days, pushing that moisture on up into our part of North Carolina. Some of that stretching up back to our north and west, but from the Triangle area northward, we're really not going to see much of this rain. The bulk of it's going to be down around Fayetteville, definitely Clinton, down around Southern Pines, Sanford. You can see that rain here. It actually may pick up in intensity a little bit later on this morning, but then it moves out around lunchtime or so. We take a look at the big picture here. That low is actually still way down toward the Gulf Coast, but it is feeding rain all the way up to the north. Lots of heavy rain from South Carolina down toward Florida, but we are not going to get into the heavy rain. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see that rain picks up a little bit as we get through the morning hours. You can see it changes over to yellow around 7 or 8 o'clock, and we may have a better chance of seeing some of that rain around Raleigh and Durham. At that point, by lunchtime, it starts to pull away from us. Now, Futurecast yesterday had all the rain out of here by the time the fair gates open at noon. Some of that looks like it may be moving a little more slowly, but definitely during the afternoon, if you're planning to go out to the fair, maybe after lunchtime and into the evening, we're going to clear out and see sunshine. It's going to be just fine. Take a live look at Clinton. You can see it is wet this morning. Our temperatures are in the low 60s, so a little warmer than yesterday. Our tower lit up in green because of the rain, which mostly is going to be down in our southern counties this morning. Town by town, temperatures are in the mid-50s in the north and low 60s in our southern counties. Hour by hour, temperature-wise, we're looking at 68 at lunchtime, and highs will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow looks like a great day to be outside, but I'm still tracking some rain for Saturday. I'll go over the timeline coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news this morning out of Cary. One person is in the hospital this morning after a shooting. It happened around 10 o'clock last night on Foliage Circle. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey has been following this developing story and joins us now live at the Cary Police Department. Kelsey, what have investigators told us about this?
Well, Jeff, good morning. That shooting happened at an apartment complex on Foliage Circle around 10 o'clock last night. Police have since cleared the area, but let's get you straight to video now from the WRAL breaking news tracker so you can get a look at the scene. When officers arrived, they found one person shot. That person was taken to the hospital. And this morning, we're asking police about the condition of that person was shot and whether they have any information about a suspect. But this is still an ongoing investigation. Police have confirmed that this is an isolated incident and there is no threat to the public. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
An investigation is underway after a woman's body was found in a field in Fayetteville. A man was walking his dog near Fieldcrest Street and Cedric Street last night, just before 8, when he saw the body. Police have not released the woman's name yet. If you have any information that can help, call Fayetteville Police.
Israel continues to hit Gaza with large-scale strikes as the war there enters its sixth day. This is a live look in Gaza right now. We have learned within the past 30 minutes the death toll there has passed 1,200 people and over 5,000 are injured. Israel has placed 300,000 reservists near the border as potential for land invasion looms. Meanwhile, talks are underway to allow U.S. and Palestinian civilians to leave Gaza through Egypt. Several other countries, including Canada, are sending flights to evacuate their citizens.
Breaking this morning, we finally have a winner. A winning ticket sold for the $1.73 billion Powerball jackpot. It was purchased at the Midway Market and Liquor Store in Fraser Park, California. That's a small community between Bakersfield and Los Angeles. The Powerball now resets to $20 million. So here's a look at the winning numbers if you maybe won a smaller prize, 22, 24, 40, 52, 64, and 10. The Power Play multiplier was 2.
Fair Fun is officially here, North Carolina's largest annual event and highly anticipated state fair kicks off today. The gates open in just a few hours. WRL's Destiny Patterson joins us live from the fairgrounds right now. And Destiny, the air will soon smell like those funnel cakes and corn dogs, all that good fried stuff, right? What do people need to know if they're headed out there today?
Well, Jeff, you got that right. I know when I think about the state fair, I think about fun games like this one, and then you have the option to win some of these fun prizes over here. But the main event for me is always the rides. I love a good ride. I am a thrill seeker, so these will be up and running here pretty soon. But if you are planning on coming out to the fair, one of the most recommended things that they have said over and over again is make sure that you bring one of these clear bags. They say that it'll make the process that much quicker as you go through security. Now, this year, there's a lot of new fun stuff to enjoy. There's going to be 4 new rides, 30 new food items, and that includes a 2-tier carousel and globally inspired dishes. Theme this year, best day ever. So how do you get here? There are a couple places you can park for free. They're off-site. You'll hop on a shuttle straight to the gates. One of them is called the Dogwood Lot. That's on the corner of Edwards Mill and Reedy Creek. That'll bring you near Gate 9 on Trinity Road. The other is called Cardinal Lot, just off of Highway 54 and Chapel Hill Road. You'll be dropped off near Gate 7 on Youth Center Drive. Now, for NC State students today, you can get a discounted ticket for $8. If you come to the gates, though, and you're just general admission, that'll be $13. Gates tonight close at 11 p.m., and we have a state fair guide on WREL.com. It's where you'll find everything you need to know. Destiny Patterson, WREL News in Raleigh.
Thanks, Destiny. And remember, look for our tent on the northeast side of Dorton Arena facing Restaurant Row. Mike Mays and Keely Arthur, 2 to 3 p.m. today, this afternoon, and then tomorrow. Renee and I'll be out there, followed by Lena Tillette, Dan Haggerty. You can find a full list on WRL.com. Just search fair.
Happening today, we'll get more insight on where the economy stands today. The Consumer Price Index report is due this morning at 8:30. This new data will look at information from last month. Today's report comes just a day after the Producer Price Index report was released, and that showed wholesale inflation rose by 0.5 percentage point in September, which was a little more than expected.
This afternoon, UNC students and Starbucks union workers will rally for company leaders to negotiate a fair contract with workers. That'll happen today at 4:30 outside the annual UNC-sponsored Frontiers of Business Conference at Carolina Inn. A Starbucks board member and the vice president will be speaking at that conference. Starbucks Workers United want workers to feel they can ask for a new contract without fear of retaliation.
7 seconds left in this PK. Slavin with it, and he scores! Shorthanded!
Caniacs are waking up ecstatic after the Hurricanes opened the season at home with a 1-0 win over the Ottawa Senators. Brady Shea and Jacob Slavin scored in the third period to break the 3-3 tie. Captain Jordan Staal led the way with a goal and an assist. Head coach Rod Brendamore says the crowd last night was electric.
You know, every year you start fresh, but just the enthusiasm from the crowd here is it's game one. We got, you know, 82 more of these and 41 or whatever it is, 40 more home games, and that was electric in here, and those are special moments, really, when it's like that. That was great.
And they won it 5-3 last night. The Canes will be in Los Angeles this weekend to take on the Kings, and that game is happening at 10:30 Saturday night.
And also reason to cheer after the victory. The Canes beat the Senators, of course, in the home openers we just showed you at PNC. Fans we spoke to leading up to the game and afterwards talked about the high expectations for the team this season, with the goal being Stanley Cup champs, not just making the playoffs. Caniacs at the home opener took note of the team's performance on ice.
It looked better, a lot better, more chances.
They've shown, I think we could go this year.
Canes will go across the country now to face off against LA Kings Saturday.
Several players from New Bern High School are ineligible to play because they don't meet the school's attendance policy. Still ahead, what the infraction means for the team's record.
And the woman who faked her own abduction earlier this year pleads guilty in court. Coming up, how much jail time she could face for the crime that prompted a nationwide search.
And you're looking live at Sanford. We have some rain this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking how long you'll need the rain gear.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, kicking things off this morning with a little bit of rain, especially in our southern counties, showing up on the cameras down there in Clinton and Fayetteville right now. We're going to see some of that pushing up toward the Triangle area, but really from Raleigh and Durham northward, it's unlikely that we would see much rain this morning. So from, again, Raleigh southward, we've got a 50% chance. So what that means is about 50% of our viewing area will see rain this morning. And again, it's likely to be all south. It's gradually going to taper off as we get close to lunchtime, and then we're going to brighten up with some sunshine later this afternoon. Here's a live look at Sanford. Looks like there's been a little bit of light rain in Sanford. Doesn't look terribly wet on the streets here. Town by town, our temperatures are a little warmer than yesterday. We're starting off with mid-50s to low 60s. We'll see a high this afternoon in the low 70s, and it will be nice with some sunshine to wrap things up.
Former President Donald Trump took the stage in West Palm Beach, Florida yesterday, addressing a crowd of supporters at a campaign event. Trump spoke about the conflict in Israel. He blamed President Biden for the attacks by Hamas militants and said he will fully support Israel if he is elected to the White House.
With crooked Joe Biden, you have chaos, bloodshed, war, terror, and death. Look what's happening today. Because the occupant of the White House is a laughingstock. All over the world, America's enemies cannot believe how lucky they got. They got real lucky.
Trump said the United States should fully support and defeat and dismantle the terror group Hamas.
The House is back in session this afternoon, but lawmakers have not signaled when they plan to hold an official vote for Speaker. Republicans are putting up House Majority Leader Steve Scalise for the job, but it's unclear if the Louisiana congressman can lock down the additional votes needed to win the gavel after Kevin McCarthy's abrupt removal. Scalise needs 217 votes, but some Republican holdouts could draw this out. Some have concerns over his health. He's currently undergoing treatment for a form of blood cancer.
Durham Police Department is recruiting new officers with a hiring event tonight. It's an opportunity to learn more about the hiring process, salary and benefits, and training requirements. Participants can attend in person or virtually over Zoom. Tonight's event runs from 6 until 7 p.m. DPD headquarters. In-person attendees should meet in the lobby by 5:45.
The Alabama woman who prompted a nationwide search after claiming she was kidnapped could be on the way to jail. Carly Russell appeared in court yesterday. She pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor charges related to the false report. A judge recommended she pay $18,000 in restitution. She's also facing up to a year in jail. Russell was charged after calling 911 back in July, stating that she saw a child walking along the interstate, and then she disappeared. She later showed up 2 days later at her home, saying she had been abducted. A police officer investigating found that Russell made up the story.
Today marks the 230th anniversary at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the nation's first public university. The UNC celebrates the big milestone with the University Day ceremony. This is happening at 11 this morning in Memorial Hall. Classes are canceled from 10:45 until 12:30, so students and educators can get to that event. You can watch the ceremony from home. A live stream will be available on the university's YouTube page.
For the second time in a week, a winning football team in Eastern North Carolina has been penalized for ineligible players. The New Bern High School football team will be required to forfeit 5 of this season's 7 wins. According to Craven County Schools, New Bern High School's athletic director emailed the North Carolina High School Athletics Association on September 21st to let them know there was a possibility of ineligible players. four varsity football players and a girls tennis player had not met the school system attendance policy to be able to participate in sports.
Johnston County leaders are asking for your input on a new greenway. The proposed greenway area is about 17 miles long. It'll connect the existing greenway in Smithfield to Benson. Community members can take a survey to share their thoughts about a preferred route. That survey will be available online through November 10th.
We may have had our first glimpse at the next winner of The Voice, and he is from our area.
And it's all because of
velvety voice. All four judges turned their chairs for Caleb Sasser from Goldsboro. He crooned his rendition of Another Sad Love Song by Toni Braxton. It was a hard sell from all of the coaches, but when it came down to it, Caleb decided to go with John Legend. Can't wait to see how far his journey goes. And he can really hit the high notes. It's 4:48 now. Let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, where there is a lot of green on our radar.
We've been watching this system that's bringing us some rain this morning for the last several days. It's originating down in the Gulf of Mexico, bringing some very heavy rain to the Gulf Coast, down across Florida, Georgia, even South Carolina. We're just going to be on the northern fringe of it. So the farther north you go, the less rain that we'll see. So if you're near the Virginia line, probably not going to see any of this rain. It should be fairly light and patchy around the Triangle area, but it's going to be heavier down to the south from the Sand Hills over to Fayetteville and Clinton. That's where we're seeing the rain this morning. Southern Pines over through Hoke County, Cumberland County, Sampson County. That's where we'll see the bulk of the rain. Take a look at this system. Down here in Florida, the whole northern, almost the whole northern half is in a tornado warning. And look at the tornado, tornado watch. Look at all the tornado warnings popping up, those red boxes. Multiple tornado warnings in process now on the south side of that front. We're not going to see any of that. We're just going to see the northern edge of this rain. It'll be a little heavier, as I mentioned, south of Raleigh. This is going to be 7 a.m. At that point, Futurecast is showing the potential for some rain as far north as the Virginia line, but I really think that the amounts that we see there will be pretty minimal. Now, yesterday, it looked like all the rain would be out of here by noon in time for the state fair to open, but both of our high-resolution models are now lingering some of those showers around the area at noon, moving out pretty quickly. By 1 o'clock, it looks like it's over, and then after that, we'll end up seeing some sunshine. So right when the gates are open, there could be a little bit of lingering rain at the fair. But by the time we get to 2 o'clock, it's gone, and we will see some sunshine through the afternoon. Temperatures likely to be in the low 70s for highs. Heading out the door right now in Clinton, it is definitely wet. Showers coming down right there. The Triangle, 61 is our temperature, and we're going to see a high this afternoon of 73 in Raleigh, 74 in Durham, 69 in Fayetteville, and the bulk of the rain that we see will all be in the morning hours. 75 is our normal high. We're going to see that all the way up through Saturday, and then we start to see cooler air filtering in. So the brown color contours are at or above normal, and then the blue is at or below normal. And we see that chilly air moving in, and it looks like it sticks around all of next week, all the way through the weekend. October 22nd is Sunday, so it could be a fairly chilly week for us next week. So 73 for today, the opening day of the fair. Friday looks like a fantastic day to be at the fair, but we're still tracking rain on Saturday. Today, we get into those high-resolution models. I'll show you coming up in just a few minutes the timeline for Saturday's rain.
One in 36 kids in America are diagnosed on the autism spectrum. A teen from North Carolina wrote a book about his experience living with the disorder. Coming up, how he hopes to inspire others to overcome challenges.
And Taylor Swift is back, not at an NFL stadium, this time at the movie theater. And still ahead, the big premiere for her new film and when you can see it for yourself.
Welcome back. It is 4:54, a dry start for us in Raleigh, but some of our southern and eastern communities are seeing rain this morning. Elizabeth Gardner is tracking that rain for us. She'll join us in a little bit in just a moment. Living in North Carolina may have gotten a little louder. According to a recent survey, North Carolina takes the top spot as the state with the loudest neighbors. Nearly 3 out of 10 homeowners experience loud noise on a daily basis. The most common noises are children playing, loud music or parties, and barking dogs.
A teen author from Farmville in Pitt County has written a book with a special message to others who are on the autism spectrum. Ziggy Williams is 13 years old and wrote Ziggy's Super Brain as a tribute to autistic people. The autobiography is based on his own experiences and focuses on how Ziggy overcomes his daily challenges with kindness.
I want our kids to know what it's like to have autism, and that it's okay to be unique in your own special way.
It sure is. Ziggy and his mom also founded a nonprofit raising money for people with autism. They hope to someday open a sensory center in eastern North Carolina.
It's here. Some Taylor Swift fans are waking up very happy this morning. They were able to get an early viewing of the Grammy Award-winning singer's new film. The premiere for Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, was last night in Los Angeles. The invitation-only event was held at the 14-screen AMC Theater. And yes, Swift was there. She was even spotted taking selfies with her fans. The movie opens to the public tomorrow. And stick around this morning. Coming up on Today, Emily Ikeda gives us an inside look at the glamorous premiere just feet away from Taylor Swift herself.
Next at 5, breaking news out of Cary, where one person is in the hospital after a late-night shooting. We have the latest from that scene.
Plus, a 9-year-old from our state is suing for access to gender-affirming medical care. Why the child's parents, doctor, and LGBTQ rights groups say the state's new law is unconstitutional.
And the largest event in the state returns to Raleigh today. It's opening day for the North Carolina State Fair. Everything you need to know before you head out to the fairgrounds. It's just ahead at 5.